This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, and we're looking at John 6. I tell you, this is the same power. Unless you are born again, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And this passage is equal to that passage. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in them. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, you who eat my flesh and drink my blood will live because of me. On the night before he died, I'll tell you, when you are ministering to people, the night before they die, very important. My father said to me, take care of your mother, the night before he died. Very important. He knew he was on his way to the Lord. Take care of your mother. I tell you, Jesus, on the night before he died, took bread, broke it, blessed it, said, take and eat. This is my body, which will be given up for you. The night before he died, he gave us the blessed sacrament, the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are many people who listen to me who once received the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and have left the altar. How sad. Oh, I'm all for the preaching of the word. I'm all for it. But nothing takes the place of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what. No matter, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. I tell you, we need to proclaim this on the rooftops. This is the word of God. As you walk into a Catholic church, the architecture says everything. The center of the church is the altar of sacrifice, the one sacrifice of Calvary, which takes place on this altar. Not another sacrifice, but the one sacrifice of Calvary. Oh yes, there is a tension placed on the word of God, the ambo, where the word is proclaimed in the name of Jesus. But the center of Catholic architecture is the altar of the Lord Jesus Christ, where his body and blood are made present for believers to eat and to drink. The body and blood of, you know why I'm saying this? Because today, before we came here, Anthony received the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's not going to be around for Mass tonight. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
And when I received that grace of receiving the Eucharist 20 minutes ago in the chapel, I could feel, I experienced the strengthening and the power, the love, the divinity, the fullness of Jesus Christ as the greatest gift that was ever given to man. The greatest gift that was ever given to this world was Jesus in the Eucharist. That we are able to become what we consume. That Jesus exists fully, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And it is for you, and it was a gift for the whole world. And Jesus desires for the whole world to enter into the Catholic faith and be able to receive him in the Eucharist. Before I received the Eucharist, we were sitting in the chapel with Father Matt in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. when the Eucharist was on top of the tabernacle, and we sit and we just gaze upon Jesus. But as we gaze upon Jesus, the light of Christ begins to fill us and inebriate us with all of heaven. You see, Jesus is the light of the world. And as you gaze on Jesus in the Eucharist, the light of Christ begins to fill every receptacle within you. The light of Christ overshadows your mind. It overshadows your emotion. It overshadows your body. It brings health and vitality and power to every area of you. A spirit who has a soul that lives in a body. Only the Eucharist strengthens your spirit. It strengthens your physical body. It begins to heal your soul. When I came to God, I'm doing the same thing that I did 7 years ago. The Eucharist, confession, and adoration. The Eucharist, confession, and adoration. As I read the Word of God, and I read the wisdom of the saints, and I read the gift of the divine will in the book of heaven. It is the Word and the sacraments. I could not exist without the Eucharist. I could not exist without confession. I could not exist without all of the graces that flow from the gifts that Jesus has given us.
The gift that Jesus has given us. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. How we need to proclaim this reality on the rooftops and to proclaim the Word of God. Oh, yes, we are fed from two altars, the altar of the Word and the altar of the sacrament, the Eucharist. We are fed. You cannot celebrate the Eucharist without the proclamation of the Word. And we have been deficient in that area. I have to admit it. I remember when I was a deacon in 1979, we had a wonderful pastor, God bless him, Father McGann. And every day as a deacon at Mass, I would proclaim the Word of God. They gave me the microphone to proclaim God's Word. I knew how important it was, because at the Cenacle, for years, I had been proclaiming God's Word, and people were being changed, delivered, and healed. But the Word leads us to the Eucharist, to the sacrament. The Word leads us. We need both, not either or, both and we need both. Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He also said, unless you're born again, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. They're on equal standings. And some churches, they have Eucharist once a month. How sad. How sad. They proclaim God's Word, but yet they do not have the Eucharist. I tell you, in the Catholic Church, we receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been deficient in the proclamation of the Word. I'll admit it. That's why I'm on the radio. The only reason I'm on the radio is to let people know that God wants us as Catholics to proclaim the Word, the living Word of God. That's why I'm on the radio. But it's not only the Word, it's the sacrament. And, you know, when Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you, you want to know what happened? Many of his disciples left him. They said, this is a hard saying. We cannot stay here. And they left. These were not Sunday Catholics. These were people who had left mother, father, sister, brother, homes, lands, and received persecutions. But when Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh, and drink my blood. You have no life in you. They left. They left. And I'm going to tell you something. He didn't call them back. He didn't call them back. They were not Sunday Catholics, I'll tell you. They had left everything to follow Jesus. So this proclamation, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you, is so powerful. On the night before he died, he took bread, gave thanks to the Father, and said to the apostles, take and eat. This is my body, not like my body, not looks like my body, not sounds like, this is my body, given up for you. And then he took a chalice, and once more giving thanks to the Father, he said, take and drink, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. This is real. That's why the altar is the center architecturally in the Catholic Church. We need to develop more powerfully the ambo, where the proclamation of the word takes place. I love the word of God. I proclaim the word of God. That's why I was born, to proclaim the word of God and to bring people to Jesus sacramentally. You might say, Father Tom, we don't believe that. Well, many of his disciples left him. Many did. They had left everything to follow Jesus, and he didn't call them back. You left the Catholic Church because you were not hearing the word of God. Oh, yes, I know the people. I know them. I understand them. But you see, what I've told people that wanted to leave the Catholic Church, come on a Saturday night, hear the Mass, receive the body and blood of Christ. Sunday, go to the church you want to go to. But every Saturday night, receive the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only present in the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church. The Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. So important. On the night before he died, on the night before my father died, you know what he said? Take care of your mother. It was so important to him. So important. On the night before he died, he took bread and said the blessing and broke the bread and said, take and eat. This is my body. The early church fathers, those who were converted by the apostles, if you want to read about them, the early church fathers, they did not believe that the Eucharist was symbol. They believed it to be the very body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And that very body and blood, the Eucharist gives you divine power, divine wisdom, divine strength. It gives you the wisdom and knowledge of heaven. Because within that Eucharist, the light of Jesus is contained. Jesus himself, in his humanity and in his divinity. His divinity is contained in the Eucharist. And when you begin to consume the Eucharist, you are consuming the divinity of God. And God deposits such realms of his light that light, you when you receive it, that light fills you. And later on, that light releases all the graces of heaven into your soul, into your body. It releases the power of God. It transforms your interior from the inside out. Not on your own power, but just by the gift of God. Just like on the cross, Jesus says here, take salvation as a gift. He says in the Eucharist, receive me as a gift. It is a gift. And if you receive me with a good predisposition, receive me in a place of belief, and receive me in a place where you're not in sin, Then, as you receive me, I flood you with my light. I flood you with my power. I flood you with my divine nature. When we read about the saints, the worst thing you could have ever done to any of the saints would be to remove the Eucharist from them. Their biggest suffering was when they could not receive Jesus in the Eucharist, because they had an understanding and a knowledge that there is no greater gift for their soul. There is no greater thing that they could do for the kingdom of God to receive Jesus and let him pour out his light, his power, his divinity, his divine life within them. First, God wants you to live a holy life where you're doing good and holy things for the kingdom of God. But then Jesus wants you to live a divine life. He wants you to live the life of heaven upon earth. But there is one way greater than all ways to get into this divine life, and it is through consuming Jesus in the Eucharist, because we become what we consume.
Hallelujah. We become what we consume. We are the body of Christ. We become more the body of Christ as we receive the Eucharist and hear the word. Oh, how the message of salvation needs to be preached to Catholics, and how the message of the Holy Sacrament needs to be preached to the world. Because many have left, just like in John 6. Why? They said, we're not hearing the word. And they forfeited receiving the body and blood of Christ. You see, when people have come to me and said, I'm leaving the church, I believe in the Eucharist, I'd say, go on a Saturday night to Eucharist, to Mass, receive the body and blood of Christ, then do what you want to do on Sunday. This is real. Now, I know as Catholics, we need to proclaim the Word of God. That's why I've been doing it by grace for 40 years on the radio. Who am I? I'm a nobody. But you see, I knew what needed to be done, that a Catholic person, a Catholic priest, would preach the wonderful Word of God to people. Oh, yes, people say to me, you sound like a Baptist minister. Oh, no, I sound like the apostles, I hope, because Amen. They proclaimed the Word of God and went to death for the Word of God and for the Eucharist.
And we want to remember the Bible is a Catholic book.
That's right. It came
from the Catholic Church. I'm called to preach the Word of God. I'm not called from God to be a priest to make the body and blood into the Eucharist. But God has given me the wisdom to know that Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. Not because I received the catechism or I received teaching, but because when Jesus called me into his kingdom and I was born again and baptized in the Holy Spirit, he opened the truth of the church to me. He opened the truth of the sacraments to me. He opened the truth of the Eucharist to me. And you know what? I went to Catholic school my whole life. I went to Mass my whole life. I received the Eucharist my whole life. But I never was open, and I never had that experiential knowledge of what the Eucharist was. So receiving the Eucharist without faith, I was receiving little graces, but I wasn't receiving the fullness of grace. Because once I had that revelation, and Jesus showed me in the Spirit what the Eucharist was, what confession did, what happens at a Mass, it let me become fully alive. I became, even when I had my addictions, I realized I was just addicted to the wrong things. And that's what I tell people. You need, if you have addictions, You're addicted to the wrong thing. You need to just become addicted to Jesus. Addiction has to do with the lack of love that only God can fill. But the greatest way to receive that love is Jesus in the Eucharist. When I came to God, there was such a war for my soul. I would go to Mass 4 times a day. I didn't know that was against the rules. But I knew that every time I went to Mass and I received the Eucharist, I could feel my inner man being supernaturally strengthened and healed. I could feel the light of heaven being poured out into me and being released into my body. I could feel the desire of sin and the effects of sin to leave me, that I'd no longer crave doing what I used to do, and I no longer was who I used to be. And then when adoration, when we would sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament, was opened up to me by the Lord Jesus, I would go to the church all night and I would just sit and gaze upon the Eucharist. They would put it on the altar and I would sit there with Jesus. Father Tom would open Holy Rosary and it would be all night. I would sit there for 6, 7, 8, 9 hours just sitting there. And I was someone who could never sit still in my life, but I was consumed by Jesus. I could feel, just looking at the Blessed Sacrament, all of the light, all of the power, all of the glory, all of God's divinity being released through the Eucharist into my soul, into my body, into me. And I could feel a strength, but not a human strength, a divine strength overshadowing me, enveloping me. And then I would go out. But the thing is, I was filled with 10,000 cc's of the Holy Spirit electricity. The light of God was pouring out of me. I could feel it pouring out of my eyes, out of my hands, out of my body, out of my soul. Not because I'm good, but because God is good. And as I would approach people, I could not help but to lay hands on them, to tell them about Jesus, to release the kingdom of God. I started knowing things that I didn't read, that I couldn't know, but it was because through the Eucharist, God deposits the light and the wisdom, the power and the glory of heaven within you. And then you just begin to speak, and that Jesus is speaking through you, because it's no longer you who live, but Christ Jesus who lives through you, and Christ Jesus who pours out of you, because Jesus truly exists within you. Body, blood, soul, and the divinity through the Blessed Sacrament.
The greatest day of my life was my first communion. Oh, the sister told us how blessed you are. You're about to receive the body of the Lord Jesus. I remember I was only 7 years old, but I knew who I was receiving. I knew this was Jesus. We need to teach people, but you see, they need to see that the Eucharist is central in each parish church. It's central through adoration, through the eating and drinking of the body and blood of Jesus. We compromise on the truth. We say, well, we don't want to come on too strong. I'm going to tell you, the devil has come on very strong to our people. He has. And the world has come on very strong to our people. And the flesh has come on very strong to our people. So I'm going to come on strong, but lovingly, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood will live because of me. This is the bread that has come down from heaven. Unlike the bread that your ancestors ate in the desert and died, those who eat this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world to come.
And as you take this message and you go to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, get to confession first. Let God clean your house through confession. Because as we take the Eucharist, if we bring Jesus into a dirty house, he suffers for those 15 minutes. He is truly present within you.
O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Father, we thank you that Jesus, on the night before he died, gave himself to us. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.